This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
From the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day, all the fathers out there. What a weekend of sports. In virtually every sport, there was something going on. Of course, you had the U.S. Open that finished up yesterday. The Yankees, the Mets, two humongous trades that could impact the champion in both baseball and the NBA. And we're getting closer to a couple of drafts, and I see something in this studio that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But you've got the NBA draft a little bit later this week, and then the NHL draft right after that, Thursday, Friday. Got Yankee tickets every single hour this morning. Diamondback Yankee tickets. You don't want to miss that. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, Gio. Great Father's Day yesterday. Great watching the U.S. Open. And, of course, the Mets losing again. And then the Yankees hitting Encarnacion, which is unbelievable to me. And I guess that I'm thinking that at this moment that signals the end of Clint Frazier. And I would be very, very unhappy with that. Because that kid is a weird dude, and there's a lot of people walking in and out of this studio, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Super Z!
There he is.
Well, it's amazing. You asked for a toothpick, and everybody ran in different directions and produced you all sorts of different types of toothpicks.
Yeah, they didn't know what I needed the toothpick for, but it wasn't for my teeth.
Oh.
All right, so Zach gave me, like, some flossing sticks.
You want that's very nice.
Stick?
No, sure. Thank
yeah,
you very much.
Floss stick.
I appreciate that. This has not been used yet, right?
No,
this is not a used floss stick. All right.
So here's the deal. You know, I'm thinking that's the end of Clint Frazier, and I'm sad about that because I think I know that they sent him down. He's the guy who's got the ability to be sent down. He still has options and all that other stuff. I don't know if they're trying to teach him a lesson, and I know that maybe this keeps Encarnacion away from Houston. Maybe it keeps him away from the Red Sox. I'm sure there were a lot of other teams that were involved in this. It's almost an embarrassment of riches when it comes to home runs and home run hitters. You know, what the Yankees need is, I thought what Frazier gave him, some youthful exuberance, actually a contact hitter. I know he was a mess in the outfield, but he's a guy that obviously has to play every day. I feel bad for him. I legitimately feel bad for him. And I think maybe, just maybe, he becomes the trade chip now that the Yankees use to try to get themselves a top line pitcher, because that's exactly what they need. They don't need another home run hitter, but they added him. So now what?
Yeah, I really like it because it really didn't cost him much. Now, if Clint Frazier gets traded away for a guy like Madison Bumgarner and that helps you win a championship, then fine, that worked out. But if Clint Frazier is just thrown away for a guy who's going to be a middle-of-the-road starter that isn't going to upgrade your rotation that much, then yeah, I've got a problem with that. But as far as Encarnacion joining the team, I mean, remember last year? Yeah, the Red Sox had better pitching than the Yankees in that series, but I was watching those guys go down left and right, and I said as soon as that series ended, because the Yankees offense didn't show up, I'll see at the Machado press conference, because I thought that they were going to overreact to the lack of offense and go out and get a big bat. Well, they got a big bat at the deadline. You're right. It does keep Encarnacion away from the other contenders. And oh, by the way, I don't think it's a bad thing to be great just about everywhere and have a backup plan offensively just in case this injury-riddled season takes another turn and another one of these guys goes down.
You know, this is going to be, the next coming of Murderer's Row and all that other stuff. Everybody's going to be thinking, and especially with the way home runs are being hit this year, with Stanton coming back probably either today or tomorrow, and then Judge not that far behind.
Yeah.
And then you add Encarnacion in the mix of all of this stuff, and you got Gary Sanchez. And, well, look, I don't want to go down a whole list. We know who they are. Jesus God, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is absolutely insane. Now, I would also say be careful about adding a guy who hits 21 home runs and 50 RBIs or 49 RBIs for a last place team.
Yeah, but if you look at his history,
last place team.
Yeah, okay, that's this year. But if you look at Encarnacion's history on good teams, he is someone that comes up in big spots and delivers. And
well,
I'm telling
that's what
you,
they're hoping for.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's not just the fact that I would not look at the Mariners in their season this year. And he does have great numbers. But I mean, I think there's nothing you can say about him as a player. Now, you say you add it to a strength, and maybe it was unnecessary. But I would say that only if it kept them from trading for a pitcher, which it's not going to do, because the amount of money that they have to pay Edwin Encarnacion is
nothing.
Not going to put
nothing.
Them over the luxury tax.
I know.
And they'll still go out and get a pitcher.
You better hope they do. And
there's
maybe,
nothing wrong with this deal.
And from the eyes of Clint Frazier, there's something wrong with this deer.
I know.
And from the energy and everything that he has been a part of to keep the team above where I think expectations were when they started losing everybody, I think there has to be something said about that. So I can understand why he's a little bit dismayed, and I don't blame him for being ticked off. But then again, I think that he's probably going to be a part of some sort of trade package, and he has to go play in the field every single day. He has to continue to work on his craft in the field.
Sure.
The batting is not a problem. It's the fielding that really has been his bugaboo, and especially like they're moving him all over the place. I would like to see him. I personally think he's a left fielder. Leave him in left field and just let him stay there. But maybe that will be the case down in the minors. But I don't see him coming back unless somebody else gets hurt, which with the Yankees season this year, that could happen too.
So. Right, but why does he have to be gone in a trade, though? And this is something I thought immediately, and then I thought a little bit more about it. You know, and he has been great for them offensively. He's a major league ready offensive player, clearly not defensively, and maybe maturity a little bit, not where they want him to be either. But why can't he go down, work on his defense, work on his maturity, and then be a huge part of this team next year and beyond? Just because they sent him down now and Encarnacion is now on this team doesn't mean that you automatically have to flip him for a pitcher.
I mean, he could be your starting left-handed left fielder next year.
Right.
I mean, I know that. I mean, so if you want to look into the future, but I think part of this feels like, okay, we wanted to keep Encarnacion away from other teams, and it was relatively cheap for us to bring him in here. We don't go over the luxury tax. Seattle's paying a big portion of the contract.
Sure. Yep.
All of that stuff is great. Okay, so that makes sense from that standpoint. But there's always collateral damage when you make moves like this. You know, so they decided to keep Tauchman and Maben. You know, and I guess they have no, they don't have any options left. I don't think either one
Well,
does.
No, Tauchman's going to get sent down when Stanton comes
back.
Yeah,
so they'll start moving these other guys out when Judge and Stanton do come back.
Right.
It's just hard to. It's just I feel bad for Frazier. I really
sure,
do.
I mean, I do too.
I really do, man. I mean, yeah. And I'm not a Yankee fan at all. But we lambasted him for walking out on the press the night that he had those three miscues out in right field after the Red Sox Sunday night game. But since then, he's been fine. He's been okay. He's not been he hasn't been all that drama. He got it all off his chest, and everything seemed to be fine and seemed to be moving forward. And then all of a sudden this happens to him. It's got to be really
disappointing. Right, just put yourself in his shoes for a second, those who want to crush Clint Frazier for the season that he's had defensively and then running away from the press that day. All right, the amount of injuries he's dealt with in his career, the concussions, which is obviously something that was a problem, and not coming back from that, finally he gets his opportunity. He's hitting the hell out of the baseball. He's still getting criticized by people, and now he thinks that he's going to have an opportunity on this team that is destined for the postseason. They go out and they make a trade that seems unnecessary, and boom, he gets sent down. I mean, you would be frustrated too. Now, how he reacts to this, I think, is really ultimately going to show whether or not he's going to be a Yankee for the rest of his career or he is out the door. And then I was listening to JJ. JJ's telling me that he's unfollowing the Yankees and his teammates on Instagram.
Oh, he's disgusting.
I mean, if he's doing that here we go again with him not understanding where he fits.
Well,
maybe
he's also pushing for a trade, too, behind the scenes. We don't know that. But these are kind of things that are really tough for young men to handle, especially guys who hit as well as he does up here. You know that. Come on.
Yeah,
you know that.
I know.
I just try to put myself in his shoes, and I wish I could counsel him to say, please don't do these things, but he's going to do these things because that's who he is. That's his DNA, and he's not much different than any other player that, doesn't get his way or doesn't understand why he doesn't deserve to be up here. So I kind of like, I feel bad for him. I really do. So I'm going to give him a pass on the way he acts and the things that he says, because part of me says that if he's with another franchise,
yeah,
he's starting every single day, is probably going to hit 35 home runs and have 90 runs batted in. And he's probably going to get a big contract at the end of all of that. And now all of a sudden that gets stopped right now because he's on the Yankees. And the Yankees are loaded and they just keep adding people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the Yankees right now, it's about where they are in the American League. And with the roster, forget about Clint Frazier for a second, with the roster they have getting healthier, adding Encarnacion, they're that one pitcher trade away now from being the predominant favorites. I know people are going to talk about the Astros, and rightfully so. But the Yankees, they beat everybody to Encarnacion. That's certainly a shrewd move by Cashman that will probably work out. Now he needs to beat everybody to the starting pitcher market. And that's why when you bring up Clint Frazier and you say he's probably gone, that's a major piece that they could trade if they're comfortable about their outfield depth in the years to come, where they should be able to beat other teams out to the top pitchers available at the trade deadline market. Because Clint Frazier, find me a better prospect that's going to be available other than Clint Frazier right now with these other teams.
I swear to God, Brian Cashman's office has got to be like a bank teller. It's just like a coming and going, deposit, yeah, withdrawal, withdrawal, deposit, send guys here, send guys over there, bring up Cortez Jr.,
yeah,
send out this one.
Right.
Looking at this trade, everybody's probably calling him right now. And remember, I think one of the reasons we're seeing this happen now, obviously, is because there's no that waiver trade deadline at the end of August is gone.
That's right.
And things have got to start happening now.
Yep.
And, it's amazing. And then with all the home runs that are being hit, I think there were 56 home runs hit the other day, which was like some sort of record in Major League Baseball in a one-day event. You're adding a guy that's leading the American League in home runs.
I know, to this lineup, who's also getting Judge and Stanton back relatively around the same time. I mean, just think about that. You're going to add Judge, Stanton, and Encarnacion all at the same time.
You mean basically, as like adding like Ursula, Maben, and Talkman, and...
Listen, those guys have been great, and that's a big part of this story with the Yankees,
right,
but now it's about to be a whole different story. I mean, that lineup, I cannot see them getting shut down for an extended period of time. I can't see it because Gary Sanchez is back. Gleyber Torres has not had a sophomore slump. Encarnacion is going to continue to hit. I mean, Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. The only guy is Giancarlo Stanton that we continue to talk about. DJ LeMahieu is the best contact hitter that they've had in a number of years. They can't. It's Luke Voit has continued his season from last year. I mean, just think about what they have in this. It's going to be, especially with the balls flying out of the park and the offense we've seen, it will be impossible to shut them down for an extended period of time. That I firmly believe that.
Well, they're not shutting anybody down either, though.
I know.
That's the real problem.
I know.
I mean, no, Ottavino got beat in Chicago, and Happ was not great. CC Sabathia was not great. Tanaka was not great. Finally, yesterday Paxton actually had a good game, and they've won two in a row now. They split with Chicago, and now comes Tampa and Houston at home.
Yep, exactly.
So this is a money spot, much like for the Yankees as it is for the Mets.
Yeah.
You know, the Mets are going to go on the road here now. They're going to be playing teams in their division. It's not going to be easy. The Braves are on a run. They're 7.5 games out behind the Braves now, and I swear to God, watching this freaking Met team, it just drives you absolutely crazy. You have, Vargas has cramps yesterday. Noah Syndergaard pulls a hamstring. I mean, this one blows this save. This one blows that save. Familia gives up this home run. I mean, it's like this team should be 5 to 6 games over 500 if the bullpen had half a sack.
Yeah, right? If you think about half a sack.
Just half a sack. You should be 5 games over 500.
I don't know if it's a sack problem. I think it's a talent problem.
Oh, Jesus, God.
I don't think they're very talented. I don't think it's a sack problem. I think more of a talent problem. I mean, I look like I could predict the future yesterday over the house when Chris Flexen comes in and Paul DeYoung's at the plate. I'm like, the guy's hitting a home run. Just watch. Everybody stop what you're doing. Everybody's having a nice Father's Day. Stop talking. Stop the conversations. Dogs, be quiet. Sabrina, quiet for a second. Watch this guy hit a home run off of Chris Flexen. Boom! There it goes. It was just that. There. How'd you know that was going to happen? Oh, I don't know. Just because I've been a Mets fan my entire life, and I know exactly what's going to happen.
You know when Familia blew the game over the weekend?
Yes.
And, you know, and Mickey Callaway after the game, they're talking to him, you know, why Familia? I'll tell you why Familia. And Mickey said it. You know, because that's who I have. That's who I have to go to.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Bring Jacob deGrom out there and go with right. him? Or would you like me to bring out Steven Matz? You know, I mean, because of Familia and Diaz's failures, and they have been monumental failures, this team is where it is, three games below 500. Those two players have not got their jobs done. It is obvious to everybody. And Mickey Callaway has to keep going to them. Why? Because that's who's there.
Yeah.
There is nobody else out there. You know, they're not getting Zach Britton. They're not getting Miller. They're not getting somebody else that some other team uses and actually has success with. This is who he has. And when he overuses his bullpen, then he gets himself backed into a corner, and this is the guy I got to go to. I got to go to Gazelman. I got to go to Familia. I got to go to freaking Diaz. The reason we acquired Diaz was to do what Diaz is supposed to do, and that's get freaking people out in the ninth inning.
Right.
So, and he's not getting him out in the ninth inning. So is that Mickey Callaway's fault?
No, it is not.
So whose fault is it?
It's Brody Van Wagenen.
Your freaking rookie GM.
Right.
Who basically said, come get us. We got everything. We got the best team here. And your acquisitions, your two major acquisitions, have actually sucked to this point.
Did you hear him on Saturday? Or were you, because Brody basically doubled down on everything. He said, we've played pretty well. He goes, we've played well.
Yeah, you know what? They have.
No, they haven't.
No.
What are you talking about?
No, I understand what he's saying, because I'm saying the same thing. One portion of their team has been abysmal. Abysmal, mm-hmm. And that has been the freaking bullpen.
The starting pitching hasn't been very good either.
But the starting pitching is good enough to win. The starting pitching is getting you late in games. Games are one-run games one way or the other. How many times have they given up the lead in the seventh inning or later? That's what you look at. And it is maddening, frustrating, and just absolutely brutal that they bring back Familia. You and I thought it was going to be good because he wasn't going to be the closer. He was going to be the setup guy.
Yeah, we were wrong.
They were wrong and we were wrong.
Yep.
All right, Diaz. Oh, this guy was awesome last year for Seattle. Hence, crappy team, no pressure, no worries. Come to the Mets. There's pressure. People are watching you. There is the when you play at home at Citi Field, there is the inevitable negative kind of feeling from the fan base. You know, the agita, the uncomfortable when you're in your seat late in the game when he comes in because you know he's going to be giving up a home run, and now all of a sudden it's overtaken him. And Mickey Callaway has nowhere to turn. Mickey makes crazy statements after games, I would admit, and he may make a mistake once or twice pulling guys out a little bit too early. Even he has admitted that. But he has nowhere else to turn but to those guys that are in that bullpen. And I know when he walks out there and he makes a change, or he makes a change from the dugout to start a new inning, that Familia's coming in, he's holding his breath.
Well, now he's got Brooks Pounders out there, which is the fattest man in Major League Baseball.
I don't care.
The Yankees trade for Edwin Encarnacion, and Brody Van Wagenen trades for the fattest man in baseball. And that's who we got. Brooks Pounders comes in at 285 pounds. It's just unbelievable.
I don't really care what they look like, just as long as they get guys out.
Oh, jeez, it's just perfect.
And they have to do something.
It's just perfect. Here's the newest Met. Coming in from the bullpen like a friggin' pog.
If their bullpen was just, I don't know, 25% better than it has been, they'd probably be 500. If they were 75% better than they have been, they'd probably be five games over 500, and they'd be right in the middle. You know, and I saw Todd Frazier talking yesterday after the game. You know, we got to be around 500. You know, we're still not out of the division. And he's right. He's got to say that because he's a player, and he goes out there and he plays every single day. So he is trying to say the right things. You can't say the season's over. There's a million games left. But it is so frustrating watching that bullpen come out there. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Flexen. I don't care if it's Familia. I don't care if it's Santiago. I don't care who it is. But maybe with the exception of Lugo, he's the only guy that I would say has a passing grade out of the bullpen. Only guy.
And he'll be on the trade block in just a couple of weeks because this team is about to fall completely out of it with what they have ahead of them in the next 16 games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.